This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hello and welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. It is week 8. We are in the Netherlands. Well, we're not. The Bachelorette is.
That'd be nice, though.
It would be nice. Welcome again, Mr. Matt Munson. Hello.
Hey.
It would be nice. On your season, again, remind me, you guys went to...
We went to Oslo, Norway, Denmark, Copenhagen, and our final, well, my final stop was... Geneva, Switzerland.
And that was your final... So basically, this episode was your final episode because it was right before hometown.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. I think I went out in Mike's slot. And, you know, not to bring up a sore subject because I know everybody is heartbroken
about
Mike,
that. Team Mike, 100%.
Team Mike, yeah. It sounds like he's got a bright future, though, potentially.
So this group went from Latvia to the Netherlands... And now we're in the Netherlands. We're down to seven. They're all sitting around town, and Hannah comes up and pulls Jed to give him a one-on-one. And then, of course, we're at this point where all the other guys sort of get down every time they're not picked for a one-on-one.
Right.
And it's sort of your typical date. You know, they go to a chocolate shop. They go on a little boat down the, you know, whatever. I don't even know if it's a river or whatever.
Kind of a struggle. I don't know if you see it this way, but to make things interesting with these dates, pretty similar to one another, right? I mean, they all had obviously the naked
bungee jumping
stands out. Aside from the occasional, like, absurd, you know, turn of events that takes place within a date.
If it doesn't have a hiccup in it, it's...
It's usually
runs
pretty
the
standard.
The same script.
A little dry,
they
but...
They sat them down next to a couple that had been together for 54 years.
You always got
to
throw that in there,
they
too.
They married after only knowing each other for 10 days.
Right.
To home that, hey, see,
this can happen. This isn't
work.
Completely abnormal.
Yeah, you don't need to know each other for months and months or years
can
before
happen
you
in
get
a
married.
Week or two. Or...
Yeah, or 10 days in this case.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, Jed pours his heart out and... Then they start talking about how it's written in the stars, and because they did this thing where they click their heels together. I hurt myself just trying.
We have enough people out on.
Seriously, I don't want to add to that. But then she said that was the moment that she knew that she was falling for him.
Uh-huh.
And that's sort of the first time she's said that to any of these guys.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised you to break out the
That's
guitar
huge.
At that point. And...
Well, I was going to say, where was the guitar?
Well, if you remember the... One of the guys made that joke is since they weren't leaving from the hotel, like, oh, I guess he can't have his guitar with him. Like, what's he going to do? Because he's just the guy that breaks out the guitar.
Hoping that he'll be lost without it. Probably.
Exactly. And, of course, he gets the rose. Not a surprise, especially if she's giving him the first "I'm falling in love with you."
Yeah,
that's big. Usually a sign that you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's safe to say he was taking the next step.
Exactly. Although he did provide a great moment, not intentionally, where the old couple asked them, you know, "Oh, like, you're not from here. Like, where are you from? Or what's your nationality?" And Jed says, "Oh, we're English." And she corrects him right away. Obviously, he means we speak English. And she says, "We're American. What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah. No, American, obviously." Yeah. Right. And poor Jed.
May not be the last time we see him faking
right.
it.
And
misleading yeah. her.
I have a feeling he's going to be trying to talk his way out of a lot worse things than saying.
That's child's play
we're
for
English.
Jed.
But he gets the rose, goes to hometowns. And then we go on to the next one-on-one, which is with Tyler, and they go horseback riding. Yeah. And I don't know, have you ever been horseback riding?
I think maybe when I was young.
Which, funny, that's exact. Tyler was the same way. Mm-hmm. I had a birthday party and didn't tell her at the time, but he apparently is scared of horses.
Oh, my God.
And he tried to be the big tough guy and not tell her. I went horseback riding last year in Hawaii, and it was the first time I'd been on a horse since, same as him. I went to a kid's party.
As a kid, yeah.
And so it can be scary no matter how.
A little overwhelming.
Clearly these horses are very docile, but it's still a little scary to get up on this massive animal.
Oh, absolutely.
And
for anybody. If I could throw in a little insider's tidbit. My sense is that, I don't remember exactly what the list looked like of, you know, crazy things that you've done or wild stuff you've, you know, whether you've not mountain climbed, but usually like bungee jumping, they ask you, have you bungee jumped? Have you skydived? Would you? Have you ever ridden horses before? Would you? So the fact that the guy that's
like what you're scared of?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe everybody is like not really into the horse riding thing. So whoever was thrown into that date was going to be a little out of his comfort zone. But it's odd to me that, like, him being uncomfortable is a thing, because I'm sure they know whether or not he likes or would be open to a horse ride. So to me, that's just kind of funny.
And
I'm sure that wasn't
my
accident.
And most seasons, we do see them get on horseback, whether it's in L.A. or in a country.
I think mine, it was L.A.
Yeah, another one of these. Okay, like, what do we need? What do we need to check off the box here? Oh, yeah. I don't think we've got on horses yet.
That's what
Let's
I mean.
Go on horses. It was very funny when Hannah was sort of like I was on the horse. She's trying to talk to the horse, so she'll just be like, "Go forward."
Oh my God.
Go for, and because you just.
And they're speaking English, so you would think the horse would understand it, as
I mean,
Jed pointed
clearly,
out.
Clearly, how does the horse not know that?
Yeah.
But overall, you know, I think the headline for me here was, well, I guess it's two-part. One is the funny part where she's willing to try anything. So they get ice cream, great, and then follow it up with pickled herring, which she just totally downs and is a
really,
a
she
champ
liked it.
About
See, I missed
it.
That part.
And then has him try it. And he nearly throws up.
Ooh.
Yeah, really romantic.
Sexy.
It's totally. it's that dairy pickled herring mix Ooh. That just tickles all the way down.
That doesn't sound like
But on the flip side, they did get to the serious moment, which I know she had really wanted to get with all the guys about opening up and getting beyond, you know, the surface, going deeper and building that relationship.
Well, inevitably. I mean, you got to peel back a few layers, right?
And so we hear about how Tyler's father came from nothing and got his family this huge house on the water, and they were living the life, and then the market crashed, and they lost everything, and they had to move into this smaller house, and then the parents just couldn't handle this all of a sudden if you watch what's it called? Big Little Lies on HBO.
I've heard it's great.
One of the characters was saying, like, I'm not gonna be rich,
right?
Like that. And some people just, once you have that lifestyle,
you get grow accustomed to it,
totally, and just can't adjust. And so the parents just all of a sudden couldn't make it work.
Relationship fell apart. Yeah, family broke down.
Totally, father leaves, and to sort of, I think, relate to him in that moment. she tries to say, well, you know, my parents are still together.
It was a bit of a stretch, but I can tolerate it. You know what I mean? It wasn't completely out of place, but it was like, you know, you're comparing apples and oranges when this guy is saying, my family fell apart. And then your reply is, well, mine's been together all these years and still is. But I get it because communication is poor with my parents, too.
And she, Hannah, was watching last night's episode with her family. And she tweeted out, when you roast your parents' communication skills sitting right next to them.
Ooh, burn.
And so a lot of her tweets last night had to do with the reaction that her parents were having towards her.
Throughout the entire season?
Throughout the entire episode.
Oh, just this episode. Okay.
And so in this case, like, yes, you want to relate to the person. I get it. We all do that in conversations because that's what a conversation is.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. It's like, well, my family broke up. Oh, but mine didn't communicate as well as I'd like.
Well, I mean, the other, you could go in a different direction and just say, you know, I can't imagine, you know, I'm lucky my parents have been together all this time. I mean, I don't know what I would do if that happened.
But I still want to be better. See the things that even in a successful marriage they've done wrong.
Right. I can still, you know, promise you that if this works out for the two of us, I will help you do better. You know what I mean? Together, we will be a better version of whatever you've seen that was
your
not
family,
so great.
Your family fell apart, but mine's great. They just don't communicate as well.
Yeah. I thought she kind of put her foot in her mouth there, but whatever.
Tyler gets the rose.
Still gets the rose.
Hometown still has to be considered. I think really the four guys we have going, again, other than Luke, I think all three have to be seen as favorites.
Potential winners, yeah.
Yeah, even in your season, it was, well, it's Brian or Peter. Like, it didn't matter who else. Like, you can go to Dean's house, great, it doesn't matter. Like, it's Brian or Peter. I think everybody knew that.
True.
In this case, you know, I think it could be any of the three. Like, if you told me it's Jed, it's Tyler, or it's Peter, are we here the next morning and saying, oh, what an upset.
Wow, a shocker, right?
I don't think so. Now, if it's Luke, well, then we've got some screaming
to
do.
That would be kind of a big blow.
Tyler's going to hometowns, and one person that isn't is Connor. And he pulled the move that I think year and year, maybe he doesn't watch the show, but year after year we see that this doesn't work. He's not invited to her hotel room. He's supposed to be on a group date later, and he decides, I'm upset with this. I'm going to go and talk to her and get my one-on-one time in the hotel. And it very quickly is clear from Hannah that, you were on the group date for a reason.
See, listen, everyone always asks me, it hasn't come up a lot, but I did not get a one-on-one date. But when I asked at the time, or, you know, when I was egged on a little bit, like, come on, this isn't fair to you. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to beg anybody because that's just kind of, I feel like, a little beneath me. I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm twisting anybody's arm. If they don't want to spend time with me, and that's their preference. So you're trying too hard. I mean, that's just like knocking on somebody's door and almost literally begging and pleading for, you know, just give me a day and that's all it'll take. And you'll see the future for us.
Considering he had a one-on-one. Yeah. And now his point was, it wasn't a real one-on-one because, you know, you were sick. So, you know, almost trying to say, so now can I have a
I get a mulligan, basically.
Yeah. And if anything, why not go to the group date and just try to knock it out of the park?
Yeah, What says
that you need to go there and not in the way he thought, but like plant your flag and say, I'm here for you and we need to spend time together.
It's just forceful and you're going against the grain and it's a little too pushy. And again, you know, are you trying to make up her mind for her? I mean, everybody is given the amount of time that they're given. You're meant to make the most of it. And I don't really remember in other seasons where there was as much going on outside the confines of you know, just the natural, you know, evolution of things. Like everybody going to her hotel room
Or even when randomly, Cam showed up to a date he wasn't on.
Well, that's what I mean. Just kind of like taking initiative. Maybe that's new now. I never got the sense that you could just kind of like go outside of the parameters and, you know, guerrilla style and like, just jump in a producer's car and they're going to drive you over there. You know, I never saw that opportunity. It was almost kind of like there was a wall up, you know, I mean, she was where she was. We were where we were. And those lines were not blurred. Like, we were there for a reason. So I don't know if that's an opportunity now that guys have to kind of, you know, go out on a limb and try to connect with her. Maybe they're, you know, that's fun for people to watch, I guess. But I don't remember there being as much of
it
a
used to be like
open door
once
for that
a season.
Yeah. It happened a lot this year. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it never, almost never ends well.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, whether you get kicked out then or like the next day. Very rarely does that person last.
I think it leaves
long.
A bad taste. You know,
and
it's a little. It seems a little. Feels a little desperate.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, they know
comes
who they,
across a little.
Yeah,
desperate.
They made their decision. They know who they want to spend
right.
their time with, or feel they need to spend their time with.
Right.
If anything, you should maybe even spin it that, oh, she feels good about us, that we don't need the
exactly.
one-on-one time. Now, in this case, it wouldn't have been right. And
did he shoot himself in the foot or kamikaze himself a little bit by, you know, going to her? Maybe if he used a little restraint, maybe he would have had an opportunity and been in that group
chance,
date, maybe?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could have actually, you know, ruined his chances by doing that,
and it was
by overstepping.
Very telling, though, when, you know, he tries to talk to her about needing more time, and she said, well, there was nothing bad about our time together.
That's
almost like the immediate friend zone. Like,
it was just kind of a dud.
Yeah, like we're good. Like
The
time was never bad.
I have nothing against you.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the most backhanded compliment that you could ever tell someone that, oh, it's not bad.
You knew his time was short after you heard that.
Yeah, like that's not saying it's good. And then just went to the classic, I just don't think I can see us getting there.
Yeah.
And bye-bye, Connor, which, as we saw throughout the night, Luke got giddy every time someone else wasn't there. And this is another perfect example of, like, Luke just being messed up in the head. Like, everyone knows there's only one person at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. But don't be that jerk that celebrates when the people leave.
I know, just common human decency. And never did he pull back on that. He kept going. Oh, I'm glad. Are you kidding me? See ya. That couldn't, you know.
The next one comes. Oh, I'm gonna like be so excited if I see that, you know, that suitcase go. And I'm like, dude, just don't say it.
Yeah,
everyone's here for the same thing.
Sure,
they want to
sure.
be the only one left. That doesn't mean you like. Yeah, go home. See you later.
I mean, that just shows who he is. But I mean, there's this. It's obvious that he's on the outs with the rest of the guys. He's not on the inner circle. I mean, no one there.
Literally,
you know,
no one.
No, no one there has developed any sort of relationship with him. So, you know, I could tell you from when the guys are there, you develop friendships. Now you've been hanging out for 2 months, you know, doing everything together. It still sucks when you see somebody go. It's double-sided because at the same time, yeah, you want this thing to, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty. I mean, that's the point. But you don't cheer. You know, you in the back of your mind, okay, we're inching our way closer. But you don't cheer a guy on. And again, that just shows the kind of guy he is.
And that, you know, we've talked about this a bit, that he just wants to win.
That's it. Somebody pointed that out, and I've thought that from the beginning.
Yep, you,
I really
you
have.
You called that.
He's just a, you know, ultra. He, you know what was interesting, too? And I mean, I know we haven't really gotten to him completely yet, but how his one attempt at, again, you know, I use the term peeling back a few layers. Everybody makes it a point at least once if they get a second opportunity to do so. But when they feel like it's crunch time and they really have to share something personal, right? It's time. It's inevitable. I have to do it now or I may never get a chance. And his started with sports were always a huge part of my life, but then it became how he found God really quickly. And the whole like
in the shower, by the way.
Yeah, in the shower, he looked up at the ceiling. But where it happened was it like I didn't see any connection. Was it you were in the locker room in the shower after a football game or something? I didn't understand how it started off with, but to me, top of mind for him is I used to love sports. So, you know, built into him is the desire to compete and win at whatever cost.
Which is basically exactly what he was saying.
And I think he's telling you, you know, that I've been this ultra competitor, nothing else matters. Just like in this, you know, what I'm considering a game, nothing else matters besides me winning, not even you. And I think it's clear to see more than ever, but it's what I thought about from the beginning with him that, you know, he just wants to win.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about her.
He's been hiding in plain sight all
season. Yeah, oh, pretty much, yeah.
And he hides it in that he even says, oh, I'll try to explain it better next time, or in circles about when they confronted him, the guys even confronted him about, you talked about us again. Oh, well, she asked. She never asked.
No,
he literally sat down and said, okay, so the guy's in the house. Dude.
Never prompted. Completely took it upon himself.
Went immediately back to them and said, well, if she's going to ask me about them, then...
She didn't ask you, bud.
And we were given one of, I think, and we'll get back to the my favorite, I think, guy of the season, Mike, and I want to give him his proper time
sure.
here. So we can go scorched earth on Luke right now.
Okay.
Is when... So everybody,
it out of the way.
As per usual, going after him, and certainly well-deserved.
What I did like was how I think Tyler said, it's just funny to me how every season there's a villain or, you know.
And they're all big and
looked the part. And we got a 5'8 villain.
That was it.
That was pretty classic, and he just said it so like nonchalantly.
One of the best lines that we've ever had on this show.
Yeah.
And because they know now exactly how to get after him.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Garrett knew, obviously didn't end up working out for him, but he knew the whole, like, oh, he saw it in her eyes. And what I heard her say is, oh, your time's running out. And immediately
you could see
he
it.
Just
yeah, that
was
shot.
Over.
Yeah.
And then that's when he gets in his face, screaming at him, dropping bologna in his lap.
I know.
Like,
he shows his true colors, that's
dude.
For sure.
And so they know how to trigger him now.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to see. And I'm assuming that when he finally gets his walking papers, which they keep teasing us with, but I'm assuming it's going to happen, is someone's going to trigger him, whether it's her or one of the guys. And to trigger him, they know, okay, well, we'll go after the height. Like, that's why he's as chiseled as he is.
Yeah, right.
Is he's a little bit
he's got a little bit of a...
for being 5'8". And not that 5'8 is...
Napoleon
tiny.
Complex. Yeah.
But,
no,
I
it's
mean,
not.
You're, what are you, like 6'4"?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 6'2". So we're bigger guys.
And I don't know how big the other guys are in comparison. I could tell you that, not to digress again, but like all the guys in my year, I'm telling you, we were all looking each other in the eye. It was like there was not many guys below 6'2". So I don't think, like I see Jed, he's got to be about 5'8", 5'7".
The other guys seem taller.
The other guy, yeah, maybe, yeah. You know.
I don't know that
Tyler
know that
does.
Jed is, but the other, yeah, Tyler definitely.
Does, yeah.
Oh, Garrett.
I don't think Garrett is tall, but anyway,
Garrett
whatever.
Garrett did spend a lot of time sitting down during
that whole
confrontation. So maybe as he's making, they're making fun of his height and flip, like trying to like flip the switch that maybe he doesn't want to do the eye to eye.
Yeah, because it might not be far off. But it seems like he's definitely got a little bit of a Napoleon complex. You know, maybe again that kind of goes hand in hand with that ultra competitive nature that he seems to have. But it's definitely a sore spot. So I wonder if they all got together and say, you know, we know what his kryptonite is now. Let's try to use it against him. Or have they all just kind of learned on their own that this is what makes this guy?
I would buy either. Honestly, I don't know one way or the other. But he's so. Simple.
Yeah,
that
he is simple.
It wouldn't be difficult for them to figure out what his triggers are.
He is simple.
But it also wouldn't surprise me if when they're hanging out, just like hoping he leaves, like, oh, okay, so let's make sure he knows he's short. That
there's a little checklist.
Yeah, Hannah sees through him. That he lies. Like, let's go to all of those.
Yeah,
and then
all the pressure points.
But so while he's, you know, basically complaining to mommy about. All the guys are so mean to me.
Yeah,
Hannah does it again. Instead of realizing that this dude is just the jerk to end all jerks, like, I don't understand why they're not, the guys just can't be kind to you. As opposed to flipping the script and saying.
Well, see, I think that she's trying to cut through his BS by saying, why aren't they kind to you? Like, I just don't understand it. Why? if you're telling me your side of the story and this is the truth, then the bottom line is they're not nice to you. Why are none of them nice to you? So it's almost like getting him to say, well, maybe it's this or maybe it's that.
Me.
But it's almost like she knows in the back of her mind that this is crap. You know, I think she knows that he's full of it, but she just still can't resist him. But the other part that was kind of clunky and kind of weak on her part, I thought, was to talk about how, or for her to buy into this whole idea that Luke throws out there about how Garrett was faking being...
That was pretty bad.
Faking being friendly,
yeah.
Being a fake friend. I mean...
Where I got exactly
on.
What
I got
they were
it.
All
yeah,
saying,
yeah.
By the way, is... If I can't stand you and we have to hang out and you're...
It's a passive-aggressive way to deal with somebody.
Yeah.
I would probably do the same thing. I wouldn't come out and... Some of these guys are very direct by saying, you're a jerk, man. I want nothing to do with you.
Stop
Get away
talking.
From me.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
From the beginning, Mike has always just been, just don't say anything.
This kid is probably just too nice and doesn't want to go out. You know, doesn't want to make for an uncomfortable situation.
If you're in the house, there are no cameras or whatever, the hotel, and a dude walks in and he just starts saying something... Yes, you can say, you know what, I don't want to talk to you or be around
yeah,
you.
Right,
can
right.
you just leave? But I'm sure then he would go complain about that.
Yeah.
But instead you say, okay, cool.
How you doing?
Okay.
Are you trying? You maybe tried a little bit to, yeah.
Some humanity. Just to
yeah,
be a normal
yeah, yeah,
dude.
Yeah, cordial. Just be cordial
That's
with the
all?
Guy. Nothing wrong with
just
that.
Just coexist. That's basically what we've been asking for Luke from this whole time. It's just coexist with dudes.
Yeah, right.
And
I think he's so... I think he's... That's such foreign territory for him because I feel like none of the guys give him the time of day. So now he has Garrett just simply giving him the time of day. And he's like, wow, somebody here actually is having a brief exchange
and
with me.
And he immediately tried to use that as a, see, you don't all hate me, as soon as one of the guys
yeah,
pushes him.
Yeah. So.
And then he finally, they're like, dude, I just didn't want to deal with it. Basically,
yeah.
I didn't want to deal with it.
I just wanted to get through it, get it over with.
I'm getting
through
the day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
do I,
yeah,
does
yeah.
everything need to be me telling you to go away? Like, and so as Hannah's getting talked in circles again by Luke, another tweet that I put aside was she said, my parents are giving me the look you are all giving me right now.
Yeah.
And so she, watching this back, she knows. And she
knows.
She has been pretty vocal over the last few weeks about, you know, don't judge the guys on the season and, you know, don't be as harsh on them or, you know, why are you judging them lest you be judged, all that. But I think it's pretty clear that even she's like, okay, I messed up here.
I took it too far.
And I'm
yeah.
hoping we hear about that on, you know, after the final rose because this has just been so hard to watch.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, and you're torturing the viewer. I mean, this is...
And the other guys.
Enough's enough.
It's always just...
Well, yeah, it's unfair to the other guys. It has
been
for a couple
episodes.
Multiple
guys even brought up, like, talking about Luke again.
You got to see him one night a week. These guys had to live in the house about 24/7. I mean, that's about how much time you're spending with each other. I mean, you're attached to each other's hips. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I feel worse for the guys, you know, than anybody else.
And, you know, Garrett thought, okay... I might be losing a little ground here.
Yeah, felt like he knew his time was limited.
And so in his one-on-one time, after all the drama and him having to, you know, being a fake and all this stuff, I think he went into the bag of tricks and was like, okay,
yeah.
gotta go for the home run here. You know, they were talking about Luke's Hail Mary, but I
yeah.
think this was his Hail
this
Mary.
This was definitely a Hail Mary. I thought it was very telling from the time she brings up the whole fake friending situation. I knew right then and there the fact that she was bringing that up meant that he was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Because why would you even give that the time of day? Why would you give it any energy if in fact it didn't matter and you were going to bring this guy to hometowns? So I knew as soon as she pulled that card, I'm like, this kid's gone. And I think he knew it too. And that's why, like you said, he takes a big swing and tries to knock it out of the park.
The first I love you of the season.
Yeah.
Not the I think I'm falling in love
no,
or I'm
no,
falling
no.
for
you,
you, which
yeah.
is the good one. Went all the way.
Yeah.
And I think
it's a swing and a miss, I think.
Totally. But yeah. I think he thought it connected.
Yeah.
Because
well, she kisses him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she right away I guess that's hard not to do.
And
but.
She still yeah, she still seemed into him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the Connor situation where he comes over and she's like, yeah. You're going to have to leave.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
So he goes back to the table, and he's still looking pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we've been asking this question every week. I don't know why she felt the need, but she I'm following my gut and gives it to Luke.
Yeah.
And even if you just watch his reaction, you should know you shouldn't have given him the rose. Because not only the big smile on his face, but as soon as she goes to walk him out, he starts laughing.
Yeah, it's a big joke,
like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you couldn't even wait till they're outside?
Because he won. He won.
And but that's, wait till they're outside.
Yeah, but he can't contain himself. You know, I mean, he's a loose cannon.
And then, so Garrett loses, as we're using the win and lose, mm-hmm. loses to Luke. And I'm surprised with all the talk about Luke, why, you know, I used the term before scorched earth. Why didn't he go scorched earth on Luke
yeah.
and say, I want you to find happiness. I hope, you know, he covered all those bases. I hope the best for you. But just so you know, that guy got right up in my face screaming at me for mm-hmm. no reason and threw lunch meat at me.
Yeah. Well, my answer to that would be the reason why he didn't was he was trying to have a, you know, gentleman's exit, number one. But number two, I just think it becomes so apparent at that point in time that this girl is not thinking straight. So why bother? Save my energy. Because, you know what I mean? That's really, I really thought that my reaction for him, or what I thought might be his reaction, who knows, it could have been in his head. I thought he was going to be more along the lines of, you know what? Good luck with him. If that's truly what you want, then
I know I'm not the one for
then,
you.
Then I feel better. You know, that would have been sort of the passive aggressive way to just give her enough of like, fine then, you know, I get it now. And there's, and not you deserve each other, because that'd have been too much, but like, if that's what you want, then you must not really have any interest in me.
I think that's a great point, because yeah. and he should have done that as well.
Yeah.
Because we saw that a little bit.
Because it's on her almost at this point. I mean, you blame him for all his actions and all the friction that he's created, but, you know, they have to be, you know, much more disappointed and frustrated with her than they're letting on. You know? I mean...
Well, how can you not be?
Oh,
because just like you said, he's so different from every other dude that's
yeah,
still there
yeah.
and that's been there.
So it's just,
and so to see that and be like, how can you want us
yeah.
and that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't compute.
Something's not adding up. Again, I think he's got a lot of what, you know, she's dealt with in the past in him. Right? Didn't she say she had some unhealthy relationships?
I get it. And it's, yeah. we've talked about it before, how he's like the stereotypical abusive relationship boyfriend who tries to make everything.
You can see it in his face.
Yeah,
you don't even have to hear him talk. Yeah.
Everything's your fault.
Yeah.
What you're going to, I'm going to admit, I did something wrong, but you're going to end up apologizing. Yeah. And
scary.
It's
a little
totally
scary.
And it's, you know, the frightening thing is that there are a lot of guys that act like that. And,
oh, yeah.
And I guess the silver lining is hopefully she realizes it and talks about it after the fact, and that people who are watching the show who are in similar relationships are like, that looks familiar.
Yeah.
And guess
should
what?
Raise a red flag
yeah,
for some people.
If you're in a relationship and it looks like Luke, and that doesn't have to be like the Napoleon complex, but if you're with someone, guy or girl, that consistently won't apologize, everything's your fault, backhanded, not even insults, really, like
yeah.
the passive aggressive, like, oh, I'll try to be more clear next time.
Mm-hmm.
That's them being abusive to
it's
you.
Belittling, yeah.
Yeah, and so maybe there's a silver lining to
yeah,
this whole
yeah,
mess.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Maybe.
It'd be interesting to see if she does try to highlight that, you know, how she was sort of stuck in the dark or whatever.
Caught up
she
in the
could,
chemistry
yeah, 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 yeah.
Just wasn't seeing it. It is harder.
But
because
she regrets it now.
She
you
mentioned
know?
It so many times about like things she was actually seeing. That to me, any one of those things is yeah, okay, boy, bye.
Yeah, yeah.
But for her to keep going back to the well after multiple times of seeing these things, I'm with you. I hope she does.
Yeah. Mm. Nah, but it points out that you know there could be something deeper. The fact that she, you know, isn't reading the signs, you know, it's just maybe that's something that she's prone to. I don't know. Maybe,
yeah.
I mean, you know, again, something you've dealt with in the past, then you know, you come across this guy and he has that same factor, even if it's a negative factor, and it's you know, drawing you in.
Well, it's familiar.
Even if it shouldn't be. And it's familiar. Times, yeah, exactly.
Even if it's bad, if something's familiar, you can lean into it sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like anything else, yeah.
And, you know, I want to talk... I do want to go back to Luke at the end here just to talk a little bit about the storm that is coming next week. And I'm very much looking forward to it. But I do want to dedicate a little bit of time to who everyone, myself included, wants to be the next Bachelor. And that's
Mike.
Seems
pretty much unanimous, huh?
I mean, he just... We say it a lot, but he checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
Good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Says he's ready for love.
Mm-hmm.
He's fun. He will try anything. But he's also can go the other way and was happy to talk about, you know, try to, again, peel back the onion, peel back the layers. He really seems to have everything. Now, he did get into the Luke drama a little bit, but most of the time, like we said, it was more just stop.
Trying to be the bigger man, yeah.
Just don't
yeah.
talk to me. I don't want to hear from you.
Yep. When I say be the bigger man, he rose above it and just act like, you know, treat it like it should have been treated, like it was below him.
Yeah, like you're a joke.
Yep.
Go away. I don't want to get into screaming match with you. Just stop.
Yeah.
And so he has this one-on-one with him. They go, you know, it's biking with Mike, and then they get to paint each other or draw each other. And both of them, as bad as those drawings were, are a million times better than anything I could do. I don't know about you. But
not much of an artist.
The most art I do is basically stick figures.
Yeah.
So even like when he drew her and her teeth were a little big, but I thought it was pretty damn good. Decent. And then they got to be painted.
So he has an artistic side as well.
Yes. I mean, add it to the list. But then, you know, he's another guy who's super confident and he's walking into sort of a buzzsaw, because when you're greeted basically and the girl's already crying, not a great sign.
Not a great sign is right.
And leads off with, yeah, we need to talk.
Were you surprised? I thought maybe he'd go another week, maybe.
Yeah, I was surprised because up to this
point... Thought he'd get a hometown maybe anyway.
Yeah, at no point did she seem... Like, even with Connor, like, there was... I don't think there was ever really anything that deep with them, so... That part didn't really surprise me. With Mike, they always had a great time together. She always enjoyed the fact that whether it was by themselves or in a group date, like he made the most of everything. And again, he seemed like a good dude. So I thought at the very least he would have made it to hometown.
Yeah,
but I also
didn't
think Luke would make it this far. So, but she made a great point, I think, was she knows how important the three women in his life are. And... She thought it would be unfair to go down there and not feel confident answering their questions about what their
relationship
was. That
was big of her, yeah.
And to say, I don't think I can be that fourth woman. And I'm like, I think that says it says a lot about her to be able to say that, because I'm sure we've seen plenty of people over the years that just, they're not thinking about, well, how is this going to impact their family?
I remember when Rachel let Kenny go home. And it was for similar, it was a similar mindset, you know. I mean, it was just the mature thing to do. If you knew in the back of your mind, why drag somebody?
Go home to your
daughter.
Through
all that. Like, yeah.
Once I know, I don't want to keep you away from your daughter anymore than I need to. And for her to say, I know I'm not that fourth woman in your life, I think it also says a lot about Mike, because he's been... very clear about what his priorities are and
absolutely.
Who his priorities are.
Yeah.
Unlike, and not even just Luke, but a lot of these guys, she has to sort of pull it out of them. Like, tell me anything about
your parents,
their lifestyle. And
how old is Mike again?
I don't know off the top of my head, but he's
got to be 30, I bet.
He's probably in the 30, 31, one of the older guys.
Yeah.
But he's been very clear that he's ready and, you know, it just... She said it was the hardest goodbye that she's had, and I believe it.
Yeah, I do too.
Because of the fact that she even mentioned the family aspect, as opposed to just, I don't see us getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because maybe in the back of her mind she did, but the doubts weren't worth the risk to how the family reacted.
Yeah, right. That showed maturity on her part, definitely.
And he said he was crushed. I mean, cut like the best Bachelor promo on his way out. I mean, I don't know that was in his mind. because I don't think he's like some of these girls and guys who are strictly like in their mind, I want to be the bachelor or bachelorette. But him in that car.
Decent pitch.
Oh, my God. You could make that promo tomorrow and air it like in as soon as the season ends.
Well, don't be surprised if it doesn't get made.
I'm ready to be loved and I'm crushed. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Cut. I mean, this is.
All of a sudden, the music gets. Takes it on a different tone, and here we are in the suit, right in the tux.
Ready for love, and here we go, ready to bounce back. And,
yeah.
You know, don't. I saw a couple people mention it. Don't waste him in paradise.
Nah, I was wondering, because usually you get down to that, like, top four guys. Sometimes even. I remember, I was trying to think, because the last guy who was, like, in that six or seven slot where there was some real thought to bachelorhood, so to speak, was, I remember, like, Ben Z on my Paradise season. And he didn't go right away after his season, because, you know, it's even if you get down to the last six, seven guys, it's a lot. It takes its toll. I mean, you're traveling, you're going through a lot of different emotions. To rush right to Mexico, it was tough. It wasn't easy even for me to do, but, you know, I remember Ben Z, who I think was very popular. You'd have to correct me if I'm wrong, but and was on the, you know, on the short list for Bachelor.
Right.
And, you know, didn't work out. And then later he ends up on Paradise. But, you know, usually it's the top four. So when you're outside of there and you're getting strong consideration, that's a little unusual. But, you know, all signs point towards, you know, why would I go to Mexico if this is a possibility?
And I hope it is a possibility. I mean,
he'd become the Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah. Bachelor Nate, at the very least, has to be a finalist. Like, I mean, I don't need part of a final group. Like, it better be one other person, and they better.
Well, who else could you see?
And that's what I'm saying. So we're left with four people. It's not going to be Luke under any circumstance.
No.
None.
Unless he goes to Paradise and has a complete change of heart.
Maybe.
I think the damage has been done. It won't be Luke.
And then so so let's assume none of these three guys that are left are the pick, other than Luke, the other three. So let's say Jed isn't the pick.
Yeah.
We now have this story about how he was dating this girl.
So that cuts him
out. That's going to be a hard sell. I think Tyler fits the bill. Mm-hmm. Good looking dude.
Yeah.
I think he's also like 30, 31.
Yeah,
so he's a little bit older, maybe a little more serious about marriage. Good career. Good looking dude.
I do think they're going to go older because I think my theory is they do bounce back and forth.
And I think Colton was sort of there.
Colton was young.
Okay, yeah. Then
so now they're going to, and before him there was Ari.
Who was older
so
and
I think now
to crap
gonna go.
The bed. But
I think they're going to go older
again. What I'm
saying
is go older. I think Peter would be really good. And he would probably be my second choice to Mike. And again, this is assuming Jed, Tyler, Peter aren't the pick, because obviously I think one will, but let's assume they all aren't. Peter would probably be my number two after Mike, then Tyler, then Jed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be me. I don't know about you.
No, that sounds about right. I think it's time. I think, you know, obviously I'm a little partial to my cast and one of my buddies. I thought Eric would do well in that slot, too.
We talked about that here a lot. Like,
be
he
the first
been a really good
black
good
bachelor. I mean, and it could be. I think it's long overdue, have a black bachelor. So maybe this is the year, and they got Mike, who's a terrific candidate. Then they got, you know, I mean, Eric is still around. He's still single. I mean, but I mean,
are we trying to start the Eric for Bachelor?
Eric's been, commercial recently. You got him on Family Feud this weekend. I mean, he's still very relevant. He's still very available.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it.
I think it'd be cool.
We were very open during your season that
they're
that
different.
He would be really good.
They're different, but they each have their own cool factor, Eric and Mike.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it would be more interesting than some of these other guys. Either of them, you
and
know?
I think with Eric, the thing that maybe held him back at the time was we didn't know much about him, and
It took
Rachel a while to get him to really open up, and
he was.
We didn't get to see a lot about him. We saw a decent amount of him.
He was definitely guarded for a while there, but,
and it wasn't
until
the end that we sort of like, oh, yeah,
like yeah, he, yeah, yeah. He now it makes sense.
He would be great, and now you also understood why he went so far, and he sort of has all the personality that you sure. want in a bachelor. Sure. And I think he's shown that since your season. And I'm certainly not. Listen, if you want to start that campaign, well, sign me up.
I'm only one man. If you want to join me,
I'm there for it. I think he'd be great. Generally, yeah, they great. Like to lean into the more recent bias.
Yes, yes, they do. But then you look a couple years ago with Ari. I mean, that was out of left field.
It was, but I think they realized, that wasn't our best choice.
No, again, I don't know the history of it that well, but I started watching Nick's season. And
that's another one that they
pulled out. And there's another one that was from a couple years prior. So.
And that was like his fourth go-round, true.
So it's not unheard of.
It is not.
I mean, I think you just have to be top of mind in terms of you might not have to be coming right off the Bachelorette or the Bachelor if we're talking about the girls. You just have to be, in a recent show.
Right.
Or,
have Bachelor Nation talking about you at all.
Yeah, you have to be relevant within Bachelor Nation. I mean, even some of the girls that, that I remember from the year that I was on the show. I mean, they did like the Matchler with Danielle Maltby. I mean, some of her friends were starting to kind of get that
really
petition
well
going.
Done, dude,
yeah, that was pretty.
Way.
That was
that
pretty
was
cool.
Really good.
But I mean, sometimes hindsight is 20/20, and you start to take a look at, man, look at like where this person started when they first came on the show. Look where they are now. They're still missing that final puzzle piece. They'd be a perfect candidate. And if we can help them finally find love. So, I mean, I think if someone's still available, they're still pretty relevant. They're putting themselves out there. And they, none of the personality is usually going to get lost. If anything, you're going to gain, develop more personality, learn more about yourself. You get a little bit older. So, I mean, the possibility's there, but not to digress too much. We're talking about Mike.
I mean, we could just bring up all the best options. I mean,
oh, there's tons out there. I do take a look at how, we won't know. We find out, about who's going to be Bachelorette pretty quick.
This
because
is usually a
filming,
longer break.
There's not a big gap, but here we're not going to know.
Not necessarily. They could decide to in ahead, especially it would help with recruiting purposes. Because even that's part of the guys and even Jed saying, I didn't know who it was. I just wanted to be on the show.
Yeah, right.
And so at least if you have that announcement ahead of time, I don't know that they're going to want to do this, but at least the people you're recruiting are going there for Mike.
True.
Because there were a lot of guys here who were not necessarily going for Hannah. They were just going to go on the show.
Yeah, I just think the reason why it does take longer in the last couple of years, you don't see it. Like Colton, I don't think we saw it till September.
Yeah, they push The Bachelor because, again, they want something else to be able to announce, too.
Sure, So they drag it out. But
bring him on GMA, the whole deal.
I remember that. He was behind the screen and all that, yeah. I mean, yeah, there definitely is a buildup involved, but I also think it has a lot to do with the fact that it's, it's more of a tedious process trying to get a feel for who fans want to see, and it just becomes it's a difficult procedure to try to find somebody who really has what it takes to pop a little bit, because at this point we've basically seen everything you're going to see, so you want to kind of weed through the pool and find out somebody who's really going to have some versatility. And that people are going to really be interested in following, and
because we know somebody, we've talked about it. We know the blueprint.
The blueprint.
Who's going to make the blueprint jump off the page?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's generally we're going to see the same thing that we see most seasons.
Yeah,
but do you take it to that next level with the exact same ingredients that the last person had?
Right. Yeah, I think it's a tightrope walk. For them to I think people do want to see something a little different, but at the end of the day, It usually behooves you to stick with what works, the usual recipe. So do you want to find, and again, that's why we talk about Mike. I mean, he's has the alpha quality, I feel like. I mean, he seemed like the leader of the pack.
Sure did.
All the way through. So, and you're talking about a lead for a huge show. So
yeah, it's not too big for him.
And that's, it's not too big for him. The seat's not too big,
that
for
was
sure.
When they were debating who was going to be the Bachelorette, I think that kept bouncing around to different people because they were worried, like, who is this not going to be too big for?
Yeah, it's a lot.
And that's why I think they took it right down to the wire, because they weren't totally sure. And Luke notwithstanding, I think Hannah's been up for it. I think she's been up for the challenge. Some, again, sort of self-inflicted wounds here along the way that have caused some speed bumps. But by and large, I think she's been the right person from the people they were looking at.
They do take it right to the wire, though, because I think even, like, wasn't Luke Pell going to be the Bachelor or something?
Yeah, Luke apparently had his bags packed and was, like, going.
Right.
And
so,
then they called
him
the night before and were like, yeah, never mind.
They do take it right to the bell, you know, where they have to make a decision one way or another.
And
so,
and like you said, maybe somebody, not Luke, but maybe somebody goes to Paradise and just crushes it.
Yeah.
And they decide, oh, we got a star.
I mean, I really, in my opinion, again, I still think that Mike Kest deserved a Bachelor.
I agree.
And, you know, whether it should have been Peter or, you know, whoever else was ultimately up for it, I think the first choice was going to be Dean. And I do believe that Dean was going to be that young choice, that younger lead, who later became Colton. I think, if you can follow me here, but I really think they wanted Dean after Nick, who's an older guy. I think they were hoping for Dean to work out until Dean went to Paradise and kind of stepped in it a little bit.
I think that was a test run to see how are you going to do. When...
People were team Dean, and he was huge. He was huge. People were loving him, and then
he quickly showed.
He just had some slip ups in Paradise. And then people changed their mind about him. So then it kind of left it up in the air, and then we ended up with Ari. Because I think the intention was, you know, popularity-wise, and he's just such a likable dude, that Dean was going to be it. And self-inflicted wounds, we said before,
totally,
I think, led
him
to his demise a little bit. I'm not ruling that out. I think Dean, again, he could see somebody. He's a young enough guy in a couple years. If he's still available and would be into it, that could be an option.
Though,
but
that was a perfect example of him showing he wasn't.
He wasn't
be able
prepared.
To,
you know,
he could not carry the franchise.
I mean, you know, and with Dean, I don't think he wanted it really. You know, I just think some people, you know,
the hometown was hard on him.
Yeah, hometown was hard.
You could tell the whole time he didn't really want to be there. I mean, I think he probably appreciated that his father even let them film, but he was uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah, it was awkward.
If you're going to be the Bachelor or Bachelorette, your family or some version of your family better be willing to be part of the storyline.
Oh, and yeah, absolutely.
That whole thing was just so...
It was tough to watch. Just because I care about the guy, I didn't want to see that. Him have to go through that, you know? But I think he's doing what he wants to now. He's traveling all over the place, having a lot of fun living his life. I think that's kind of what he wanted anyway. I don't know that he was really craving, like some people are, to be the Bachelor anyway. So worked out well for him. But yeah, I mean, at this point, all, you know,
if they
including
didn't
myself,
have...
I think all of us are team Mike.
Yeah,
at this
that's
point.
The thing. If we didn't have Mike, then I think I might be more interested in going back and finding someone, whether it is an Eric or whether it's a Dean or a Peter or whoever. Like, we can find people who...
Yeah. If we had to dig a little bit, we
could.
But
I think Mike's there for us.
He's got it. Yeah, no, he's got it. There's no denying that.
And then even if they still want to stay recently, and let's say Mike decides he doesn't want to do it, and Peter isn't the one, he's an all-American dude who stayed out of the drama.
True.
He's a pilot.
True.
I mean, everybody wants to be a pilot.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to be a pilot?
And he even...
A pilot.
Even in this episode, when he, you know, Luke tried to buddy-buddy him and he called him out on his crap, he could have very easily just walked to Hannah and said, I want you to know, Luke lied.
No,
and he said, nope, I'm focusing, I'm just talking about us.
He doesn't lack maturity by any means. No.
Got the rose. And he knows...
He would work.
But I still...
But again, we've seen it. You know what I mean?
That,
it's
a million percent.
He definitely... He could definitely... You know, check the boxes, but I don't know. I just think something new, refreshing, interesting would be
Mike's
cool.
Mike's my number one.
Yeah.
He would be the top of every list that I put together, no matter what guidelines you want to put in for who would be the better. I think he just is better than everybody.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back, unfortunately, very briefly to talk about the scenes from next
coming
week.
Attractions coming for attractions for the Luke show.
It's only what they showed on ABC, like after the show. It was not. I didn't look at anything else. I don't know anything about it. But if you don't watch those, if you're even, because I really don't watch, I don't watch movie trailers. I'm really weird.
No, huh?
No, nothing. So
you don't want to know any of what's.
But
to
I
come.
Do watch the coming up next week just to sort of prepare myself just for this show.
Yeah.
So if you don't, if you're weird like me, hopefully you come back next week. Thank you for listening. But so they show this clip that we've seen a couple times about where Hannah says, you know, I've had sex. And
she, is she meaning now?
Well, and this is exactly. So okay. Leading up to this, all the times before, it was I've had sex and you know, Jesus loves me. Fine. Which I went to Catholic school K-12. I'm with you, Hannah.
Uh-huh.
Jesus loves you. But that was the question was, is this current or just ever? Because if it's ever, and we talked about that, like, that shouldn't be a newsflash. So they show us for the first time the extended clip where Luke is sitting at the table and said, basically, if you were going to have sex with another guy here, I would remove myself from this. Basically thinking she would only go the Colton route, which is wait till you have the one person and that's it.
Right.
As opposed to every other bachelor and bachelorette ever, basically. And she rightfully loses it and says, I, in a windmill.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good we did it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mine.
Uh-oh.
Blown because that.
You think yours is blown? You wait till you see his reaction.
That's what. Well, because that means that it was this year.
Yeah, had to.
And
be, right?
I mean, I was trying to think like, wait a minute, where were like we saw some windmills? Who was nearby? Who? So now we have to think. Well, of we know it wasn't Luke. Of the other three, who was banging her in a windmill?
Yeah, no kidding.
And then she went back for seconds. Like that's incredible.
Wow. How did we miss that? I mean,
and exactly.
How did they like, get that?
Can you at least show us the clips of that?
Yeah.
But, so, what we're not going to see yet exactly is which is the real shot is his reaction, and we've seen this before where they make it seem like he's going to go home, and then he talked his way back in last time. I don't know if that's going to happen again this time, but they make it seem like she double birds him. Don't you try to sex slut shame me.
Yeah, right, right.
Get the F out of here. But another, right with the 5'8 villain line, this is a top bachelor line of all time. I effed in a windmill.
I know. See, no, you're, I was watching that, but I was sort of doing, I okay, so now I get it. Now I get it. So
think,
who do
yeah.
you think that was?
I mean, she's been pretty hot and heavy with all three of these
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you saw the sauna with Peter or the hot tub with one of the, with Jed, I think, and Tyler basically every time they see each other. So, on the bed, it could have been any of these
could've
three.
Maybe.
But
we're
I don't remember seeing
out,
any
right?
of them in a windmill.
Are we going to find out or maybe not?
I mean, she's sort of kissing and telling, which, again, I have no problem with.
Yeah.
But whether she kisses and tells to the point of who it was.
Yeah, yeah, reveals.
And if it, I would hope the other guys don't have a problem with it because why should you? I mean, this is your first day.
Yeah, right,
realize
right,
what,
right, right.
What show you're on. But that whole scene is going to be amazing. Because good for her. This idea that just because you have decided that the way you found Jesus and the way you live now, you claim anyways, that you're waiting until marriage now. He's been very open that I'm not a virgin. I've had
sex.
Well,
he found God. Remember, he was
yeah,
in the shower.
In the shower yeah, I looked up and Jesus was in the shower,
him, yep.
Which is fine. But that's how he's decided to live his life. For him to then think, oh, well, so you're not going to have sex with anyone else, right? What?
Yeah, we're...
Like, what world are you living in? You're living in Luke's world,
yeah,
basically.
Luke, well, and that's what he's usually doing, is
and
living
so
in his own
I'm,
world.
I'm hoping that what we saw actually pieces together of effed in a windmill, did it twice, screw you, and
see
sends
you later.
Him off.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been teased before by clever editing, so I don't want to assume, like, I mean, I am assuming, but I guess I shouldn't get too happy about it because there's still a chance that
yeah.
he's hit all 5-8 of them is standing at the end of this.
But hopefully not. I'm curious to see who it was, though.
Right? I mean...
But again, it's interesting to me to find out that there is so much time she spends with these guys that we don't see, because, I mean, at least as far as I knew, you had your time. It was all pretty much, like, allotted to you and set up for you. And the fact that they just could, like, go off on their own...
In a windmill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that was the best hiding place, you know? I mean, who's gonna look in the windmill, really?
That's true.
You know? This
clip show is going to be fascinating.
You don't get let out of their sight, you know, the producers. So, interesting. I think it's just
Sure, and I think, actually, I do think Colton had a big part of that, because he sort of blew it all up just deciding, I'm not doing these dates.
Yeah, right.
I'm picking this person now.
Yeah.
And obviously that itself got blown up by her sort of at first saying, like, no, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that both in Hannah's mind and the guys are like, well, wait a minute. If the person can say, no, I'm going to do it however I want, why can't I do it that way?
Yeah.
And she's done that a couple times with, you know, just kicking people out or whatever. But you
do got to let nature take its course. If she's that, you know, drawn to someone, then so be it. I mean, you can't fight against that. She's there to go off of her instincts, and if her instincts want to put her
in a windmill,
God bless her.
I'm all there, and that's why it just, the first time we ever saw that clip with Luke, it just infuriated me, because it also is going to remind her of everything of, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah, yeah. Why is he still even here?
Exactly. Yeah. Why have I kept this total douche nozzle around? Yep. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Live and you learn, indeed. Yeah. But we do get hometowns next week.
So we're looking at 3 more episodes, correct? Or 4, maybe 4?
I think 3.
3, yeah.
Hometowns. Fantasy suite, and then the finale.
The
finale will probably be 2 nights, because they like to stretch.
Yeah.
We'll have all the details next week, but we're gonna get hometowns. We're hopefully gonna find out about some windmills,
and maybe more about who the next bachelor might be.
We'll hear from Mike this week, and hopefully he can sort of at least give us an indication of what his interest level would be.
Yeah, some sense of what's going to happen next.
We'll talk about it next week. You can follow us on social medias at Bachelor Podcast. You can find us on most places where you find all of your podcasts, but you already found us, so just share us. And Matt_Munson_ on Instagram.
You got it.
Thank you for joining us. And
have a good holiday.
Yeah, it's a good holiday. Be safe.
Happy 4th of July.
And we'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.